Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better healthcare. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Tell us so many questions about boosters coming out right now. The FDA said, there could be a new rule that you can mix and match boosters. That seemed to be, that's a pretty big deal. You've talked about it before.
Yeah. You know, I wish they could keep their communication a little clearer, right? Because it feels hopelessly confused right now. Who's eligible for a booster? What kind of booster you should get? Now the mix and the match. So we can talk about it, but I'm really going to suggest to everybody, we have to wait until FDA comes out with its final recommendation on the whole mix and match. I can't even say it. And then we're going to need CDC to come out with its guidance, because remember, it's going to be CDC that's going to make the recommendation of what exactly we should be doing. So the science behind this is really compelling. It turns out, and we've talked about this before, Anna, that if we use different kinds of vaccines directed against the same bug, in this case, the COVID virus, there seems to be an augmented response to the booster that's a different vaccine than given as the primary series. So that's what FDA is talking about. So the American data on this is still pretty sparse. There were not a lot of participants in the studies, but the early results are so compelling, that's why the FDA is talking about it. So I'm hoping by this time next week, I'll have a chance to actually review what the FDA has beyond what we've already seen. And then we can have a conversation about this to help give our listeners some guidance what to do. So if you've already gotten your Pfizer and you're eligible for a Pfizer booster, you can go ahead and do that. That's okay. That's been approved. Moderna and Johnson & Johnson, we're going to wait till the later part in this week to see what CDC has to say about that. And then on top of it, the mix and match thing, we'll be hearing about it. So I know there's still a lot of unanswered questions, not as much clarity as we would like, but I'm really hoping by the time we get to Friday of this week, we'll have a much better idea of what it is we should be doing.
Okay, that sounds fair enough. We'll learn more next week. The other new guidelines that seem to be coming out about Johnson & Johnson, this FDA, what is it, an emergency, they had a panel of experts that said that after people who have Johnson & Johnson 18 and over, 2 months later, you might need a booster. That seems like an awfully short period of time.
Yeah, they're talking about 2 to 6 months, sometime within that period of time. They're thinking you're going to need to get that booster. So again, this will be something that CDC will be deliberating on, its expert panel. So we'll see what they have to say. But I don't think there's any question that anyone who's gotten Johnson & Johnson is going to have to get a booster. Whether that booster is going to be another Johnson & Johnson or whether we're going to recommend it's a Moderna or Pfizer, we're going to have to see what the recommendation is that comes out from CDC. Now, as we say this, Anna, we got to remind everyone, even if you received the Johnson & Johnson, don't feel like you got cheated. Johnson & Johnson still protects people from severe illness and hospitalization. And that, you know, as we've been saying, that's really the bottom line. There might be an issue with breakthrough infections compared to the other two vaccines, although we're still not 100% sure about that in the real world. But the most important thing, severe illness, hospitalization, that the Johnson & Johnson is still effective.
Okay, good to know. I think people might have felt that way, because if you have to get a booster so quickly, you're thinking, oh no, how long am I protected? Those are issues I think a lot of people wonder about. You know, you want to be fully protected.
Right.
Let me ask you,
Anna, I think, one thing I thought we should talk about today actually is about Colin Powell, what happened with the general. You know, I think that's an important story. You know, really a great American who had an amazing career died yesterday, and he died of complications of COVID. We don't know the whole story, but I think it's important for people to understand that although Colin Powell was fully vaccinated, he got 2 doses of Pfizer. He was supposed to get his booster, but he got sick before he got it. he had something called multiple myeloma, which is a serious blood cancer for which he was treated, and he had a good response to his treatment. But as a result of the multiple myeloma and the treatment, his immune system did not operate normally. And that's the reason why when he got the COVID, he got very ill and unfortunately died. So it's very important that people understand that he was 84 years old. He had this serious blood cancer. He had been treated for it, and his immune system was not working normally. The important thing here is older people, particularly older people who have underlying diseases, even fully vaccinated, even with a booster, still have to be careful because the virus still can be dangerous to those people, particularly people who are over 80. And I would actually say for people who are over 65, if you have other diseases, significant diseases, particularly something if you have like a blood cancer like the general had, you need to be careful when you go out in public who you're going to be around, because even though you've received your booster, we don't want you to get infected with a breakthrough infection because it can be dangerous. And that's the important lesson from the death of General Powell.
I'm happy you explained that. I think that was being, a lot of people were talking about that all day yesterday, and that puts it in clear perspective, Dr. Copeland. I've got a text question for you, 815. Please ask the doctor, I had COVID, so I have natural immunity plus two Moderna shots. Why do I need a booster? Isn't natural immunity supposed to be just as effective or better than the shots?
Yeah, so I would say you probably don't need a booster. The recovery from the natural infection, that certainly gave some natural immunity. I really appreciate the fact that this listener went ahead and got the two Pfizer shots afterwards. That's really wonderful. You're in a really good place. So you do not need to get the booster unless, and this is an important unless, if you fall into one of these categories where the recommendation is that you do get a booster. So if you're over the age of 65, if you have some immunocompromised state, I would recommend getting the booster. If you're younger than that and you're healthy, you do not need to get a booster.
Okay, fair enough. Please ask Dr. Copeland about the science between vaccinated people spreading the virus versus non-vaccinated. How do they compare when it comes to spreading the virus to others?
Yeah, it's a wonderful question, and thank you for asking it. What happened with the Delta variant, and the reason that we had this most recent wave that started over the summer that we're still dealing with, is the Delta variant turned out to be much more infectious than the previous variants that we had in the United States and actually around the world. Mm-hmm. People who are vaccinated, who contract this virus, the Delta, have the potential to infect other people. And that just happens to do with the nature of the Delta variant. So even though a fully vaccinated person does not get ill, very ill, maybe just a cold from being infected, that vaccinated person with a Delta infection still can transmit the virus to somebody else. We know that somebody who is not vaccinated absolutely can transmit the virus to somebody else. So this is one of the reasons why the Delta variant was transmitted, and we saw so much infection, that even asymptomatic people, even people who are barely ill, have the potential to transmit the virus even if they are vaccinated. Mm-hmm. It's just a very interesting phenomenon having to deal with this Delta variant, and it's an important, really an important question, and it's because of that phenomenon that the recommendation came back about wearing masks in public. Because we know when we wear masks, people who are actively exhaling the virus, they can decrease the amount of virus that gets into the ambient air around them. So that's the rationale behind the masks in public places.
Okay, that is very worthy of an explanation. I'm happy someone asked it. I'm grateful for your answer to Dr. Cope. And there's something else that's coming up. The Delta Plus mutation that is in the news as well. What can you tell us about the Delta Plus mutation?
Yeah, don't worry about it. That's
good.
What I have
Thank
to
you.
Say.
Put that one aside.
So the nature of any virus is that it mutates, and we know that. We've all become experts, right, Anna, in how the COVID virus can mutate. We've been talking about this for well over a year. Mm-hmm. Wait, we've probably been talking about Anna for a year and a half.
I think we have.
That's unbelievable. We're still dealing with it the way that we are. So viruses mutate. They mutate all the time. So they picked up in the Delta some more mutation in it. It's got publicized. Let's not worry about it. Let's not worry about it.
I like to remove things from my do not worry about this list. So that helps so much. I could just, every time I see that headline now on Delta Plus, don't worry about it. Dr. Copen says don't worry about it. So I'm putting that one aside. 312 asks, my 28-year-old son got COVID very early on. It kicked type 1 diabetes into gear. Diabetes under control, had J&J. Doctor says not to mix, but I'm very concerned about keeping him safe until his booster situation is clear. Does the doctor have any thoughts for this person?
Yeah, it's a good question. With the type 1 diabetes, the listener is absolutely correct to be concerned about her son. So let's see by the end of this week what the recommendation comes down from CDC about Johnson & Johnson. I would definitely follow that recommendation. Make sure you speak with your physician, your child's physician, to make sure your physician's on board. But by the end of the week, we should have a good recommendation about what should happen. And absolutely, your son should be getting a booster, whether it's Johnson & Johnson or the mix and match. We'll know by the time we get through the end of the week.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you again soon, Dr. Copen. Thanks for keeping us posted on things to worry about and what not to worry about as well. Appreciate it.
That's right. And what not to worry about is every bit as important, Anna.
It totally is. It clears my head quite a bit. Thanks, Dr. Copen. Good talking with you. We'll speak again on Thursday.
Bye-bye.